Here is Stuttgart calling, and the date is the 14th of October 1960. Hello, Larry. At first, take my deepest apologies for the big delay in answering your tape. The reason was that I have been so busy that I couldn't do any tape response for a long time, and I have had a big delay with all my friends. So please pardon me for that delay once again. I couldn't do anything against it. Thank you very much for your tape, which you sent over, I think in August, 2 months now. And I feel really sorry about that I couldn't and a bit sooner. I would like to do so, but as I mentioned before, I couldn't. Before I go into the notes, I will tell you what happened. At first, you know, we went on holiday on the end of August, and before we could leave Stuttgart, Ingrid has had a middle ear disease or middle ear infection, and at first we thought that we cannot go on holiday, but fortunately one day later the doctor allowed her to get out of bed, and then we could go. Fortunately, we have had a good weather the first week, and on the second week we had a little bit rain, but in the night, and so we could go out every day. It was a really a good time there, and we have been very sorry that we couldn't stay longer there. Well, and then I came back, and of course I found a mountain of paper down in the office, and in that time we do always every year our leadings through the vineyards and orchards with our customers, and so you can imagine that I was not often at home. And when I was at home, then I was so tired that then I couldn't speak English. Maybe you can understand that. Eric Channon from England and his family and friend and his wife and two friends visited us on the 10th, I guess, yes, 10th of September. And as I came to Stuttgart, we have had a wonderful, bright and sunshiny weather, fortunately. The weather as they came to Germany on the 2nd of September was not too good. It was mostly rainy and cold and cloudy. But maybe that will tell you, Eric will tell you that in a tape. But as they came here, the weather was changing to sunshine, and so I think they have had a good time here, and we enjoyed the visit very much. They stayed from Saturday until Monday in the morning, and I think they are quite satisfied with what they have seen around here. And by the way, when we are talking about visits, how's about your visit in Stuttgart? Do you come over? And well, when you do, you know, Kunterstraße 1 is always a door open for you. Well, and in the end of September, we have had the folk festival. That's a quite famous folk festival in the suburb, but Cannstatt, where I was former living, and It was founded about in 1890, I guess, by the King of Württemberg, and it is always still the folk festival in autumn each year. This year I've had it combined with agriculture fair, and then on the other side was the entertainment park, which is every year, carousels, cabarets, and river shooting, and so on. You know, those things which are probably the same in America, I guess. Well, and of course, do not forget the beer tents where you get fried or grilled chickens and these big stones of beer. It's very good down there, but you must be very carefully when you have the car with you, because the beer is very strong, and it sometimes happens that somebody cannot drive home again. But I was quite carefully, and but I had to go down there with customers to show them the agriculture fair, and of course to go into the entertainment park. And you know how that is, you always come home very light, very late in the night. And then our little daughter Ingrid is in bed since 3 weeks. She has something on the kidney, we do not know what it is, and now she has to eat all food without salt, and some food is forbidden for her, and it's quite hard to say what she has, but she has to stay in the bed until it is better. It is a little better now, and we think in the next week or next few weeks she can get out of bed and she's healthy again. And Isolde is at home too, my wife. She's also sick. She has headache and she's quite nervous. She worked a little bit too much, I guess. And now she has to stay also at home. So the whole family turn over. Well, and so the whole family, except myself, is at home. Well, Isolde asked me and also Ingrid to send you the best regards and many greetings from Stuttgart, and maybe they both will talk on the next tape after you return this tape. And there I have something to mention. The last tape was completely boosted. I think the custom did it. It was really boosted and I cannot use it again. It seems like they have boiled it into water or anything like that. I don't know. It has blisters and all those things, and I could listen to it, of course, when I put my finger to the head of the tape recorder. And so I have had no trouble to listen to your voice, and so it is quite all right. Please, Larry, do not say do not say something about that. I know that it not happened with you, because to be honest, I know that you tell me those things if they happen with you. So there is nothing to say. Oh yes, one thing I have forgotten, the tape was folded. It was folded in the middle of the around the middle of the reel, and but your speaking is quite all right on each side, so it must be happened with the custom or any other organization, and I cannot understand why they do those things, but this tape is not worth the world, So, as we say, and so I have substituted by another one. It's a little bit shorter, but I think when you return this one, I will spend another one for tape response. When I have one, I guess. Oh, yes, and thank you very much for the recording which you sent over. That was from Switzerland, the Blitzblanken Mädels von Bern und Luzern, and beautiful girls from Bern, that's a city in Switzerland, and Luzern, that's also a city in Switzerland, and that is what we call a Jodler. And Ingrid enjoyed it very much. Thank you. Oh yes, you changed your microphones during your talking. And the second one, I guess, was that a crystal microphone. The sound was higher. You have had a higher frequency, but it was a little bit clearer as the first one. So please tell me what kind of microphone you used. And also thank you for the prospect about the Boy Scouts. Well, that was very interesting for me, and I thank you once again very much. I hope now that your stereo equipment is now quite all right, and you have everything tested and tried it out, and it works now to your satisfaction. By the way, your voice comes out very good and clear here in my new equipment. And I hope you have the same sound of my talking. Oh yes, thank you for the permission to in copying your slides. If I'm interested in one or two or more, when you send it over to me, and I will do so. And thank you very much for the permission. The Polaroid picture, which was enclosed to the tape slide circuit, and the last no, the f la was before that. I have put it into the box. I think so, yes, but probably Eric forgot it to put it in, and so you didn't get it back. But I think you mentioned on the tape. We should not send it back to you. I don't know it exactly. I cannot say it, but probably Eric kept this in his collection. Maybe you can ask him for it. Oh, by the way, I do not understand too much of stereo recorders and stereo disc recorders, but it was very interesting what you told me about it. And I think that was a good experience for me and for the time. But I do not intend to buy a stereo recorder because I cannot take stereo music. You know, I have no disc recorder and I do not intend to buy one. I use only tape and the DuraTrack tape. The music which I sent over to you, you must not keep, of course. You can erase it when you are tired to hear them. And when you have any wishes about new music, well, you can send me a tape and I will fill it out with music for you, with new music. But you should tell me what kind of music you want to have. And whenever I send the music to you, and further times, you can erase it or you can keep it as you want. And of course, when you desire, I will send this music with the fast speed 7.5, and so you can record, make a dubbing to the second recorder on 3/3. Maybe is that a way, a suggestion? And when you like it, you can do so. Oh yes, Larry. I can remember I enjoyed the band music on the second side of this tape, which was boosted too, very much. I could listen to it and I could understand it. I could hear it very good because there was no background noise of the car. Thank you, and maybe in the next future you can take the music a little bit more close to the band. I don't know, then you have a little bit more clearance on the music and not so much of background noises, I guess. But it was very well done, and I got a real impression of your country. And whenever you have the time, I will enjoy some description of some locations which you told me, and without motor running, of course. By the way, I do not use the output transformer of the radio for taking music on the tape. I always use the diode socket because it has some better quality as the output transformer, because the output and getting tongue-tied has a little distortion, you may call it, or anything like that. But you are probably experienced enough how to take it in a good quality, I guess. But it is quite easy to build in the radio receiver a diode socket. Well, Larry, I think it is time to close for now, and I send you many greetings and kind regards from faraway Germany, and I wish you the best of health. So this is Roland Hocker from Stuttgart, Germany, saying good night to Larry Ward in Lewiston, Maine, United States. Good night, Larry, and I hope to hear from you soon. I hope very much that you can answer this tape sooner as I could do it. So, once again, on the end of this tape, take my deepest apologies for the big delay.